For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. You don't need me to tell you that good oral habits early in life set a pattern for health throughout a person's lifetime, and that also poor oral hygiene is a problem in Kentucky. I recently had a chance to speak with UK dental students Ellen Weiss and Morgan Morell about these issues, as well as about an event that will be of interest to anyone who cares for a child.
Give Kids a Smile is an initiative through the American Dental Association where the goal is just to provide as many children as possible with free dental care and education. Our event is February 4th at Turfland, UK Dentistry at Turfland, and it's from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m., and we'll see up to 100 children that day. We have supplies up to 100 children, and it's for any child 6 months to 18 years. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends that children see the dentist at least by age one or when their first tooth erupts. So it'd be a really great time for if your child never has been to the dentist before to come and have a really great experience. We'll have people dressed up as teeth and tooth fairy, so it'll be a really fun day.
Will there be any education for adult caregivers as well?
Yes, we are planning to have several students in the lobby area while children are in the back educating parents about brushing their teeth, the proper way to do that, how often they should go to the dentist, and just the basic dental care needs that a lot of parents don't really understand or know, but we'll be able to help them with that.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find out about this? Is there something online or a number they could call?
We have sent out several flyers to schools, and so mm-hmm. the children may have a flyer in their book bag. They can see it that way. We can post it to our Facebook page,
UK College of Dentistry. We'll have a flyer up on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly we can put that on our WKY website as well. We can put a link to that. There won't be means testing, that sort of thing. Just any kid that comes, you guys will be able to take care of.
Yes. We're going to mm-hmm. do free cleanings and also free school screenings for children entering into the public school system that are 5 or 6 years old in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so parents can come and have that done. And they can also email UKSCAAPD@gmail.com to pre-register their child and fill out all the paperwork. So when they come in, they don't have to do any of that.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking with UK dental students Ellen Weiss and Morgan Morell about kids, oral health, and an upcoming dental event. Where are we at this point in, let's say, the state of Kentucky as far as kids getting adequate care?
Statistically speaking, Kentucky is really below average as far as, you know, our children receiving adequate preventative care, especially sealants. I know we're really low on the spectrum for our children receiving preventative sealants on their teeth.
And what is that?
Oh, sealants, they're just sort of a protective coating that goes over the pits and fissures of the backs of their teeth, their molars, to protect bacteria from getting down those grooves. That's one of the areas where children typically develop cavities or in the grooves of their teeth. And I think the most recent research that I looked at, it was about 41% of our children, our school-age children, have untreated cavities currently in Kentucky. And then that's higher in eastern Kentucky as well. I think it's almost 50%. So that's definitely, you know, something that needs to be addressed. And it's completely preventable. And that's what's really heartbreaking about it is, you know, with proper education and preventative care, the whole dental caries process can be prevented and reversed if it's currently, you know, if a child currently has cavities. It's, I think a lot of people don't realize that it's actually a bacterial process. You know, some people think, oh, I just have this one cavity, when really you have sort of an infection in your mouth that needs to be under control. So definitely education is one of our big goals, especially, you know, with this program and at the dental school. We really promote educating our patients.
Well, I think, and that also segues into a broader question of oral health and just general health, that perhaps there's a misperception amongst, I think, a lot of professional people as well as
lay people that this is isolated to the oral cavity. We're actually talking about the general health of your patients, right?
Absolutely, yes. I know there is a direct link between periodontal disease, so gum disease, and preterm births, premature babies, and, you know, a lot of complications with pregnancy if the mother has periodontal disease. And I know there are some links to heart health also, mm-hmm. you know, not... It's sort of a may or may not be, you know, directly correlated with your the health of your oral cavity.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking with UK dental students Ellen Weiss and Morgan Morell about kids, oral health, and an upcoming dental event.
And coming back to deciduous teeth, kids' teeth, I think mm-hmm. there's a misperception amongst a lot of adult caregivers also that, well, you know, if something happens to the kids' mm-hmm. teeth, it's okay because they've got the they'll just fall out eventually.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's something we absolutely need to educate parents on. If a child gets a cavity in one of their baby teeth, that needs to be addressed and fixed, because if the parents leave that and don't take the child to the dentist, that infection of the tooth can spread throughout the mouth into other teeth, and it can even affect the adult teeth that will be coming in after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess also you would have to be acutely aware as an adult caregiver as well as a dental care provider about kids that might have heart ailments or other underlying natural disease. It's even all the more important for them to maintain good oral health.
Absolutely, especially diabetic patients. It's very, very critical to maintain, you know, really, really adequate oral hygiene if you're a diabetic, because you're obviously more prone to infections and things like that. So we definitely, with our diabetic patients, make sure to educate them on the importance of oral hygiene.
Is there anything we've not talked about that you would want folks to hear about?
Just our event is on Saturday, February the 4th. From 8 to 12 p.m. at UK Dentistry at Turfland, which is on Harrodsburg Road. And they can email uksaapd@gmail.com to pre-register.
My thanks again to UK dental students Ellen Weiss and Morgan Morell. As always, to learn more, visit our website at wuky.org. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.